Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. The Michigan State University Product Center for Agriculture and Natural Resources and Meijer launching the Made in Michigan initiative to strengthen the state's economy by supporting Michigan small businesses. Matt Burbeck is the manager of the MSU Product Center project, and he joins me now to tell me more about it. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Thanks for coming on the program. So this campaign launched yesterday, and it features 50 Michigan-made products. Has this kind of promotion of Made in Michigan products ever been done before?
Yeah, I mean, many small retailers, and there are many independent supermarkets throughout the state that do support small business and represent the state's diversity of value-added products. But this is really the first initiative in which a major, major supermarket really wants to try and implement a specialty value-added section into its stores.
So how did this come about? Did MSU approach Meijer, or was it vice versa?
It was a two-way conversation. It was one that I was talking to Mark Murray, the president of Meijer, and I was saying, you know, it's interesting that I can go into your store and I can buy, you know, foods from Germany and France and England and wherever, but I really struggle to find locally made products in your store. And then he, in turn, turning around to me and saying, well, you know, it's really interesting, but, you know, we would love to get small-scale producers, you know, or small-scale companies into our stores, but really the supply chain issues and just having the time with our buyers to get all these things set up is a really, you know, it's a daunting task. So it was a two-way street. So the product center that I work for and the HIVAT team really implemented the strategy and the sort of the process of connecting the dots and making this project come to fruition.
That's interesting. Had some of these vendors, these Michigan vendors, approached Meijer in the past to try to get their products in the store?
Yeah, some of them had, certainly. And Meijer is receptive. I mean, it's been very supportive of the product center, and this isn't because it doesn't want to have them. It's just that with distribution and supply chain management and really just trying to connect, you know, trying to get them all into the same place at the same time is difficult. So this initiative that Meijer and the Product Center put together really allowed a program to be implemented with some rules and some guidelines that allowed this whole project to come to fruition.
So 22 Michigan vendors are going to participate in this the inaugural launch of the project. How many did you have to choose from, and how did you go about choosing these 22?
Well, we spoke to Meijer and we sort of said, well, what would you like to have in your store? And they came up with a theme that they really wanted to find, you know, pantry items. So they really wanted to find products that people could use in everyday life. They didn't want to necessarily have gift items in the sense they wanted to make it so unique that the customers wouldn't necessarily come to a Meijer to buy them. They wanted to find everyday items that people might use. And we put in front of them, so we sent out, you know, an email to all our clients that really fitted this category of shelf-stable and could fit into this program. And I think we put in front of Meijer probably about 60 or 70 products at the end of the day that really we felt would be a great launch for this initiative.
Do most Michigan product makers, food product makers, do they sell most of their goods out of state?
No, they're pretty much not. I think probably most of them sell them really. Most of these small-scale producers either are agritourism destination places or they sell within the state at farmers markets or local stores around within their local communities.
I'm talking to Matt Burbeck. He's the manager of the MSU Product Center project about the Made in Michigan promotion or the Made in Michigan campaign that is being organized with Meijer. So, Matt, when it comes to these 50 or so products that will be on the shelf with a vast ocean of other products, how will customers find these Michigan-made products?
Well, that's a great question. What we really asked for, and one of the things we really had to work with Meijer was that we wanted to find a dedicated area within the stores that could be purely for these products. So there is going to be a 4-foot dedicated section marketed under the Pure Michigan logo and umbrella. So when customers go into the grocery aisle, they will absolutely be able to clearly find these products and select, you know, unique things from all around the state. And we really worked hard with Meijer to find an eclectic range of things that came from everywhere. We really wanted to show that this state has an incredible diversity of value-added products, and that these small businesses are all over the place. They're not just attributed to northern Michigan. They're found everywhere, and it really is a way that customers of Meijer can find local products that are from all over this state.
Not to go through the entire list of 50 products, but can you give me some of what shoppers can look forward to?
Yeah, basically, we've got jams and jellies, we've got brownie mixes, we've got great baking mixes from, we've got root beer, we've got jams, we've got popcorn, we've got peanut butter, we've got pickles, we've got barbecue sauces, we've got great baking mixes. You know, there is something for everybody.
I guess part of the question is whether consumers will respond to locally made products. It seems that, especially at Meijer, price is king, and if something is cheap and popular, it's likely to get the most attention. How much of a factor do you expect that to be?
Well, it's another great question, but I think customers are becoming more and more conscious of where food is coming from, and I think they're becoming more conscious of supporting small business. And therefore, I'm not going to lie to you and say that these products will be cheaper than national brands, but they're very competitively priced, and Meijer has worked very well with us to make sure that really they're not outpriced and that they do have a competitive, they are competitive in the marketplace. And it is important. And the whole idea being is that if they are competitive, you know, and they do get purchased by customers, after a year, they will be taken mainstream into Meijer. And then this shelf, this dedicated area, really becomes a revolving showcase for other clients to put their product to test the market.
So most of the vendors that are involved, they're at this point selling to basically mom-and-pop shops across the state, and this will give them access to a major chain?
Yeah, I mean, some sell to, you know, smaller independent stores, but yeah, mom and pops, independent stores, you know, or, you know, some of the larger, you know, Whole Foods, you know, but they're certainly in retail. They are, you know, they have been in a retail environment for some time.
Have you yourself taste tested all these products?
Absolutely, that's my job.
Anything you recommend especially?
Oh, I think the Herkner's cherry topping is one that probably is at the top of my list. I think the Star Thistle honey from Traverse City is extraordinarily good. And then Weeby jamming, that's a very unique type of jam made out of local fruits around here that I think is probably something you need to try. And then we have probably the cherry, organic cherry preserves from Traverse City from Food for Thought. I will not lie to you. If you taste these foods, you will never eat another jar of Smucker's jam in your life.
Now, Meijer, of course, is a major chain here in Michigan. We also have Walmart. Target sells packaged foods. Kroger, of course. Have you approached some of these other chains to maybe consider this kind of a promotional promotional campaign?
Yes, we have, and we've had tentative conversations with some other major retail chains. And I, without saying too much, I'm sure it's not going to be too long before you start seeing other stores or other companies beginning to put these sections into their stores.
Now, the campaign is launching in a few Meijer stores. Where can shoppers find this starting January 29th?
I think they're in 35 Meijer stores all over the state. But in the Lansing area, you can find it on the Lake Lansing and in Grand Ledge, and I believe in the Jackson store. But what we would really like everybody to go and ask your local Meijer manager, you know, that they would love to see these products, you know, in their Meijer store as well.
It's the Made in Michigan initiative launched by the Michigan State University Product Center for Agriculture and Natural Resources and Meijer. Matt Burbeck is the manager of the MSU Product Center project. Matt, thank you very much for joining me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And if you have any questions or comments, please send them along. Our email address here is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. We will be right back.